To a story now that will not be news to anyone who's had a baby. It's expensive. The diapers, the formula, the childcare. Well, now medical debt has become yet another cost of having children in America. Noam Levy with our partner KFF Health News has the story of one Illinois family and the medical bills that piled up after their daughter was born.
Heather Crivellari and her husband made a lot of preparations before having their first child. They saved carefully. They got good health insurance. They looked for a community where two public school teachers could afford a home. But when Crivellari and her newborn daughter Rita came home from the hospital, there were still mountains of bills to navigate.
It really felt like a full-time job some days, getting the baby down to sleep and then getting on the phone. I'd set up one payment plan and then a new bill would come that afternoon.
Altogether, Crivellari and her husband were left about $5,000 in debt. That forced them onto 9 payment plans to keep ahead of collectors.
And we had a healthy baby. I just kept thinking, like, what am I going to do if she does get sick?
Crivellari's pregnancy had been a little more complicated than most. She developed high blood pressure, and Rita was delivered by emergency C-section. But the Crivellari's medical bills were hardly unusual. New parents in the U.S. with private health coverage on average face more than $3,000 in medical bills that aren't covered by their health plan. And if there are complications, bills can run more than $10,000.
Even though they have insurance, they still have these very high bills.
That's Dr. Michelle Moniz, an obstetrician from the University of Michigan. She studies out-of-pocket costs faced by new parents. 100 million people in the U.S. have health care debt. About 1 in 8 say at least some of it came from pregnancy or childbirth. That's according to a nationwide KFF poll. These people also have bigger debt and say they are more likely to make difficult sacrifices, like cutting back on food or clothing. Dr. Eileen Atwood is an obstetrician in Rhode Island.
You feel bad because you know that they want the best for their pregnancy.
Atwood routinely sees young parents anxious about debt.
They are having to make real choices, and what those choices may entail can include the choice to not get certain services or medications or what may be needed for the care of themselves and their fetus.
For the Crivellari family in Illinois, the worries over finances got real when Heather was diagnosed with the preeclampsia. It's potentially life-threatening. She was moved from her local hospital to a larger medical center 30 miles away.
I do remember thinking when they insisted that I ride in an ambulance, I'm never going to financially recover from this. But it's like, oh my gosh, I want my baby to be okay. I want to be okay.
A state senator in Massachusetts says parents shouldn't have this kind of worry. And
when women don't get adequate care during a pregnancy and postpartum, that costs the system an incredible amount of money.
State Senator Cindy Friedman is sponsoring legislation that would exempt all medical bills related to pregnancy and childbirth from copays, deductibles, and other cost sharing. Crivellari says she wishes new parents could catch their breath before they have to start paying off their medical bills, kind of like student debt.
When I graduated with my college degree, it was like, oh, hey, new adult. It's going to take you 6 months to kind of figure out your life, so we'll give you the 6-month grace period before your student loans kick in.
Crivellari and her husband did manage to pay off the bills from the pregnancy, but they sank back into debt when their daughter Rita, who is 2 now, needed surgery for ear infections. It's all made Crivellari think twice about going to the doctor, even for Rita. And she and her husband are now firmly resolved not to have more children. I'm Noam Levy in Jacksonville, Illinois.
And Noam Levy is with our partner, KFF Health News.